Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us on the line, the superintendent of Catholic schools here in Buffalo, Jolene Dimitroff, as the school year now in full swing. We've got over a week under our belts. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. A lot to get to. I do want to start with an announcement that the schools made just about a week ago in terms of school security. Armed security guards on school campuses for every Catholic elementary school in Western New York. How far along are you in that process of making that a reality?
Well, thanks for having me back, Brian and Susan. I'm happy to be here. And the safety and security of our kids is of paramount importance to us. So, we started planning for this change in our security measures a couple of days after the incident in Minneapolis. So we already had a laser focus on security in our schools due to our petition right now to attain Middle States accreditation. So they scrutinize your safety and security measures. So we were already in process of looking at safety plans. We also had our principals meet for a day in June and had a full day training on emergency response. So we were already thinking about safety and security. So this certainly, changed things. And we learned things, unfortunately, from every school shooting that happens. And things that we need to enhance and change. So this is just an extra layer of protection for our students.
How soon do you expect these armed security guards to be in place, and will it be a slower rollout?
Well, we're looking at this as a long-term commitment for protection. So we're going to do it right. So we're taking time to make sure that, we first and foremost, we are able to secure our safety consultant, who has already started, a retired state trooper, Nick Kyle. And so Nick has already started to meet with our principals. So he's reviewing their safety plans. He's, going through their campus and looking at, their physical security measures that they already have in place and giving advice and guidance. So he will be the one who will coordinate the placement of our security guards very thoughtfully into our schools.
There was a time where that idea of armed security in schools was kind of controversial. A lot of parents weren't sure if they liked the idea of, having that in there. I'm wondering what the reaction you've gotten from parents implementing that, now in 2025 has been.
Yeah. Well, you'll appreciate this, Brian, because like 17 years ago when I was the principal at Sweet Home, and we were the very first school in Amherst and Tonawanda to have a school resource officer, Jeff Gilbert. So I've gone through that process, and we fully anticipated that there would be concerns. But I will tell you right now that overwhelmingly, the response has been very positive. And I'm just extremely proud to be able to offer the level of caliber of protection to our kids that they have in the public schools.
Jolene, I wanted to know how much thought is going into having children in the diocese at these elementary schools attend Mass each week in church, which is also open to the public?
Each school is really conferring with their pastor to come up with a plan. Some of our schools actually have tunnels and hallways that lead directly to the churches. But I do know that the conversations are being had to decide, if they're going to be holding masses in the gyms or auditoriums. But I really do think we're ready to get back to some sense of normalcy with just a heightened sense of security. A lot of them have already contacted their local law enforcement, as we transition to our security guards so that they have some protection and vigilance when the kids attend Mass.
A lot changing this school year, not just with security, but the new phone law across New York State. I'm wondering what the implementation has been like in Catholic schools, if that's a rule that you're following, and what you might be seeing in the hallways.
We haven't had, in our elementary schools, we've always had, for the most part, a ban on cell phones. So this isn't really anything new for our elementary schools. I know at the high schools, talking with some of the principals there, at Cardinal O'Hara, where I was previous principal, we already had a very strict cell phone policy that we were following, where the kids could only use their cell phones during lunch. So now that's not going to be able to happen. So I know when I was at Cardinal O'Hara, I can tell you that the first couple weeks of this transition were challenging, and we had to really uphold the code of conduct and enforce that. But then I know we really noticed a shift and a change in kids complying. And by the end of the school year, we actually had kids that were expressing their gratitude and that they really liked not being hooked to social media the entire day.
Is it kind of like a distraction-free environment, would you say, that's what you're seeing now?
I think phones are always not allowed during instructional time, but I think what we're seeing more is just more of that social human contact. When you walk into our cafeterias now, you're not seeing kids just sitting down looking at their phones. They're actually talking to one another and socializing and laughing. So I think that's really where I see the biggest change.
Your position is new. How's the transition gone so far? I know it's only been a week or so, but it's kind of like a new era for Catholic schools.
Yes, Brian, this is a transformational year for us. So we have a brand new team here at the Catholic Ed Department, and we are executing our new strategic plan, and we are applying for our Middle States accreditation. So it's a really exciting time to be in leadership here. And I've been out meeting with community groups, school HSAs, and their boards to roll out our strategic plan, but also to get their input and ask them questions about what their vision is for their unique individual schools and how that fits into the overall new strategic plan. So it's been great. I actually started June 1st, and I feel like I've been here for years. So there's many challenges, but I never shy away from that. So I really look forward to this school year and all the changes that it brings.
Well, thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Jolene Dimitroff is the Catholic school superintendent for the Buffalo Diocese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.